Hasta la vista, baby.
Morning. You are listening to Pop Rocks here on CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, Allison Benjamin. I will be with you until 11:30 today. And today we have a very special show. It is all women's music because International Women's Day is coming up on the 8th of March on Saturday. Actually, on Friday, CITR is going to be doing a day of a dedicated programming to women's music and feminist issues. So check it out on Friday. But my show's not on Friday, it's on Wednesday, so I thought I would take the time today to take you guys through a whole bunch of really awesome music. And I'm very happy and lucky to be joined in the studio today by Maya. Maya, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Maya Davidson. I'm a work experience student here at CITR.
That's right, and Maya's just in high school, and so what do you think about being at CITR so far?
I'm really excited. I've enjoyed my 2 weeks here, and I'm a little disappointed about leaving next week.
Yeah, what are some of the things you've been doing to help us out here at CITR?
I've learned kind of the basics of radio broadcasting, and I've done a little bit of that, and I've also spent some time organizing your 7-inch record collection, so.
Very cool. Maya's going to be with us for the show today, and helping out a little bit behind the scenes and a little bit on the air, so that's totally exciting. And today's show is really exciting because we're just going to cover so many genres, post-punk, punk rock, we'll look at local rock, of course Riot Girl, pop music and electronica, and a whole bunch of really eclectic music, so stay tuned, you're in for a treat. We're going to start off with post-punk and punk rock, and I'm going to give you a song from a new re-release of the Slits album. It's called Return of the Giant Slits. The song is Earthbeat, and the Slits are a punk rock band from London, England. I think you'll like this song very much.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hey there, welcome back to Pop Rocks here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Allison, and I'm super excited to be with you here today because it's our International Women's Day show in celebration of the upcoming day on March 8th, which I hope you all celebrate. And I'm once again here in the studio with Maya, who's a high school student doing a little internship at CITR, and she's going to tell us what we played in the last set.
Our last set was our post-punk and punk rock one. To start off, we had the Slits with Earthbeat from Return of the Giant Slits. Next, we had Delta 5 with Mind Your Own Business from their Disco Not Disco compilation CD. Lastly, we had Your Mangled Heart by The Gossip from their CD Standing in the Way of Control.
Which was your favorite song?
Definitely The Gossip, Your Mangled Heart.
Yeah, they're pretty cool, hey?
Definitely.
Beth Ditto and The Gossip, very awesome. Now, in our next set, Maya, we're gonna focus on local rock, but the first band I'm going to play is not a local rock band. They're Mr. Airplane Man, and I'm playing them for a reason, because the band I'm going to play after them, which is the Pack AD, is, like Mr. Airplane Man, a female two-piece garage rock band. So I'm going to start you off with Mr. Airplane Man. This song is called Red Light off their CD Come On DJ. And then after that, you're going to hear the Pack AD with their song Stray off their debut album Tintype.
Yeah. just a stray. What you gonna do now? What you gonna do now?
Welcome back to Pop Rocks here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Allison Nan, with Maya here, who's going to tell us about the songs we heard in the last set. There we go, your mic's on there.
So we started with Red Light by Mr. Airplane Man from their CD Come On DJ. Next, we had Stray by PAC-AD from their CD Tintype, and we ended the set with Nico Case with their song Stinging Velvet from Blacklisted.
Thank you very much, Maya. We're going to bring it over to a public service announcement, and then we're going to tell you all about the next set that's coming up.
Go and cut your hair. Do you think it's going to make him change?
I'm just a boy with a new haircut, and that's a pretty nice haircut.
Off with your hair.
On Monday, March 10th, 2008, from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., professional hairstylists from On the Fringe Hair Salon will volunteer their time to transform participants' tresses into statements of their desire to battle cancer. The marathon, dubbed Cuts for Cancer, saw its inception in 2002 and raised over $15,000 in funds for the Canadian Cancer Society. In March of 2005, the UBC Cancer Association launched its version of the event, and for 3 years running, it has seen its popularity from participants grow exponentially beyond their wildest dreams. People who cannot attend the event in person have sent their hair to the UBC Cancer Association from all over the world to the tune of $17,000 last year alone, and the donations continue to come in. To date, the generosity of over 700 participants at the various Cuts for Cancer events has helped raise a cumulative total of more than $120,000 for the Canadian Cancer Society programs aimed at promoting cancer prevention, awareness, research, and treatment. Show your support by coming in to this hair-raising event Monday, March 10th at UBC. For more information, visit our website at www.cutsforcancer.net.
Advertiser looks and chops a must. No big hair!
Welcome back to Pop Rocks here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Allison, back with you again. Going to tell you a little bit about the next set. Two bands from the underground feminist punk rock movement that started in the 90s, known as Riot Girl. We're going to start with Bratmobile and their song Shop for America off their album Girls Get Busy. And we'll also hear from Bikini Kill, those girls from Olympia, Washington, with their song Reject All American off of their album of the same name.
Yeah.
That was Bikini Kill from Olympia, Washington, that one of those bands that's associated with the Riot Girl movement from the 90s. Had member Kathleen Hanna, who you eventually know, probably went on to... What am I talking about? She ended up in La Tigre, which we'll hear from a little bit later. And also in that little Riot Girl set, we heard from Bratmobile and their song Shop for America off of their album Girls Get Busy. Thanks to Mark and Chris for calling in here to Pop Rocks. And you can give us a call anytime. The phone number to dial is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We're going to be moving on to a little bit of electro next. And so I thought I would start off the set with the incomparable Peaches, who has a very foul mouth. And we're also going to hear from, in the next set, Chicks on Speed, Lesbians on Ecstasy, and La Tigre. So get ready to dance.
Front row.
It's Jeff.
On his hat, lit up the art world with his lemon light bulb. Miss Tracy's gossip column.
Which handbag did you buy?
It's a game. Let's have sex.
But you're too drunk again.
Charles Saatchi's burning. He's lost his edge on taste. He's so now then. He puts his art to waste.
Jake and Dino's Catman.
They're selling masterpieces.
Dog returns to vomit.
Brush it up, rip it down, expensive glorified wallpaper. Brush it up, rip it down, art's the rule, cash the toll. Brush it up, rip it down, expensive glorified wallpaper. Brush it up, rip it down, art's the rule, cash the toll.
I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
Ms. Pope, please report to the principal's office.
Ms. Pope, to the principal's office. Hello, Miss Pope. I've been expecting you. Please come in and shut the door behind you. Cigarette? Miss Pope, that you've been acting up. Are you having problems at home? Don't you worry about a thing. You're safe here with me.
This is my high school, and it's mind is, what do you think your punishment should be?
Welcome back to Pop Rocks here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Allison, your host, here with our special guest host today for this International Women's Day show celebration, Maya. Maya, do you want to tell us what we played in the last set?
We started off that set with Peaches with their song Fuck or Kill from their album Impeach My Bush. Next, we had Chicks on Speed with their song Art Rules from Jackpot. The third song in our set was Lesbians on Ecstasy with their song Pleasure Principle from their self-titled album. And we ended it with Le Tigre, This Island, from their CD, This Island.
All right, so we're coming up to 11 o'clock here, and we're going to change gears once again, play a little bit of soul. This is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with her song Tell Me. And we're going to also hear from Cat Power after that.
Every day, my heart was beating next to you. Oh yeah. Now I'm here at last. Oh, and I need to stay. Look into my eyes, then you realize there is only one thing left to say. Oh, tell me.
Tell me you love me.
Here I am there.
Tell me you care.
Tell me, tell me, tell me.
got me dragging you. It's the icy sea, skin blue. It's supposed to have the answer, you're supposed to have living proof. Yes, I was jealous.
Welcome back to Pop Rocks here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Allison, here with Maya, the guest host for our International Women's Day special. How are you enjoying the show so far, Maya?
It's pretty good. I found found out about a lot of new music, and I'm really enjoying the introduction to radio hosting.
Cool. What's your favorite music so far? Because we've really kind of run the gauntlet from pop to electro to punk and Riot Girl to a little bit of post-punk and new wave. To sort of showcase all the amazing women artists that are out there. So what's been some of your favorite music on today's show?
I definitely liked Chicks on Speed. I do have a little kind of techno electro hidden side to me, and it was a nice intro to some women musicians.
Cool. Well, we just heard, Maya, we just heard from Cat Power with their song Living Proof off her album The Greatest. And we also heard from the fabulous Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, headed by Sharon Jones. We heard the song Tell Me off of their self-titled album. And the last half hour of the show is going to be kind of dedicated to a really eclectic bunch of pop music and strange stuff. We're going to start off the set with something really local. You know of this band by now. It's the Choir Practice, headed by Vancouver's Coco Culbertson, a real, you know, Canadian indie rock stalwart. And she's headed this fabulous band that has played Shindig and quite a number of concerts around the city. So we'll start off with her, and then we'll start to get weird with some Joanna Newsom, some Diamanda Galas, and some Kate Bush. So stay tuned for that here on the International Women's Day special here on Pop Rocks.
Thank you. drinks till it shows. Now everyone knows, 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 close up and close. His face and his toes, all of it blows. Blows, 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 blows. I had a dream you were the hunter.
Very incomparable choir practice from Vancouver with their song Red Fox off their self-titled album. I saw Maya bopping along her head to that song. Did you like that song?
Oh, definitely. I've heard it before, but it's definitely up on my list of favorites.
Really? That's very cool. In sort of along another in the eclectic themed part of the show, along this vein, we're going to now hear from Kate Bush, another idiosyncratic performer. I'm going to play her song, Wuthering Heights, off her debut album, The Kick Inside. And did you know that in 1978, when she was only 19 years old, this debut song that she wrote, Wuthering Heights, based on the Emily Bronte novel, which I'm sure we've all read, and probably a fair amount of us probably enjoy, when this song debuted, it was at the top of the UK charts for 4 weeks, and she was the first woman in the UK to have a number one song. So 1978, at the age of 19, Kate Bush is an incredible songwriter.
I'm impressed.
So let's hear her song, Wuthering Heights, here on CITR 101.9 FM for the Pop Rocks International Women's Day Show.
Too hard, too greedy. How could you leave me?
So tell me, Maya, what do you think of Kate Bush?
I love her. I'm really glad that I got to hear some of her music, and I can't wait to buy some more of her songs.
She's pretty cool, and she's definitely inspired a lot of people through her sort of vast discography, so I suggest checking her out. Now, we're next going to hear from Joanna Newsom, who's another sort of bizarre female artist. She plays the harp. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. She also plays a piano. And she has a very strange voice. And this is her song, Monkey and Bear, off of her latest album, YS. Joanna Newsom here on the International Women's Day show of Pop Rocks, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Down in the green hay, where monkey and bear usually lay, they woke from a stable boy's cry. Said someone come quick, the horses got loose, got grass sick, they'll founder, faint, they'll die. What is now known by the sorrel and the roan, by the chestnut and the bay and the gelding gray, it is stay by the gate that you are given and remain in your place for your season. And had the overfit did but listen to the high fence for sense wisdom. Did you hear that bear saying, monkey, we'll get out of here fair and square? They left the gate open wide. So my bride, here is my hand, where is your paw? Try and understand a furnace full of love that's just an earnest. Now you know that we must unlearn this allegiance to a life of service and no longer answer to that heartless haymonger nor be his accomplice. The Sheraton with artless horsemen, but Ursula, we've got to eat some. While still within the borders of the land that men has girded, all double bolted and tight fisted, until we reach the open country, steeped in milk and honey. Will you keep your fancy clothes on for me? Can you bear a little longer to wear that leash, my love? I swear by the air I now just dance, darling. Come on, will you dance, my darling? Darling, there's a place for us. Can we go before I turn to dust? Oh, my darling, there's a place for us. To the east, which lies a little past the pasture, and the blackbirds hear to whistle and rise and clap, and their applause calls a kettle black, and we can't have none of that. Move along, bear, there, there, that's that. Go casting plaster, our Ursula's heart beat faster than monkeys ever.
still, they had got to pay the bills. Hadn't they? That is what the monkey'd say. So, with the courage of a clown or a cur or a kite jerking tight at its tether, in her dun brown gown of fur and a jerkin of swan's down and leather, there would sway on her hind legs the organ would grind dregs of song for the pleasure of the children who'd shriek, throwing coins at her feet and recoiling in terror. Sing and dance, darling, come on, will you dance? My darling, oh, darling, there's a place for us. Can we go before I turn the dust? Oh, my darling, there's a place for us. Shouldered his lamb. Someone had told him the bear'd been wandering a fair piece away from where they were camped. Someone had told him the bear'd been sneaking away to the seaside caverns to bathe. And the thought troubled the monkey, for he was afraid of spelunking down in those caves. Also afraid what the village people would say if they saw the bear in that state, lolling and splashing obscenely. Well, it seemed a rational way of washing that face, washing that matted and flea-bit pelt and sun seized but shiny old kelp dripping with brine. The monkey just laughed and he muttered, when she comes back, Ursula will be bursting with pride. Till I jump up saying, you've been rolling in muck, saying you smell of garbage and grime. Then the outside arms of the bear fell off as easy as if sloughed from boiled tomatoes. Lord, in a genteel curtsy, bear shed the mantle of her deluvian shoulders. And with a sigh, she allowed the burden of belly to drop like an apron full of boulders. If you could hold up a threadbare coat to the light where its worn trains loosened in places, you'd see spots where almost every night of the year they'd been mending, suspending that baseness. Now a coat drags through the water, bagging with a life's worth of hanging through the limitless in the nose. In the magnetic embrace, balletic and glacial, a bear's insatiable shadow.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to the Pop Rocks International Women's Day show here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can stream us online and get podcasts from our website at www.citr.ca. So it's a great way to listen to this show and all the other fantastic offerings that we offer here at CITR. So you just heard from Joanna Newsom, and that was her song Monkey and Bear off of her album YS. An incredible harpist, incredible musician. And we're going to hear from another avant-garde singer with another very interesting kind of vocal range and sound. And her name is Diamanda Glass. And I'm going to play a song off of her 1992 album, The Singer. And the song is basically like a cover of the classic blues song, I Put a Spell on You. And this album, and in fact a lot of Diamanda Galas's work, is notable in general because it is dedicated to the lives of people who are living with HIV and AIDS. And in fact, Diamanda Galas has been an outspoken advocate for people with living with HIV AIDS. So she's incredibly a talented artist, but also fairly actively politically. So we're going to hear, like I said, the song I Put a Spell on You by Diamanda Galas off of her 1992 album, The Singer. And we're just heading up to the end of the show, so we'll probably close off with a rock and roll song. We'll see. But here is Diamanda Galas without much further ado.
wanna spell you because you lie. I wanna spell you because.
Incredible. Diamanda Galas has a like 3.5 octave vocal range. She's amazing. What did you think of her, Maya?
She wasn't quite on my listening playlist, but she's definitely a different artist, and I like what she strives for.
Mm-hmm. So you've been listening to the International Women's Day show of pop rocks here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thank you so much for tuning in. And Maya, thanks so much for sitting in and helping out on the show. I'm really glad you could make it.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I really enjoyed it as well, and thank you for inviting me.
Hey, no problem. So I'm going to hand you over to Luke Meat with his show A Noise, which is another exploration of avant-garde music. So stay tuned for that. Leading into that, you're going to hear the song Rena by Sonic Youth, fronted by Kim Gordon. Rena is off of their, I think, 2006 album, Rather Ripped, so I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for tuning in to the International Women's Day show, and see you next week.